On this episode of You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about the appraisal. What is it? And how can it help or hurt your home purchase? Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode number 9, The Appraisal. For those of you just joining us, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent slash broker with Skyline Properties out here in Seattle. But guess what? Even if you're not in Seattle, this podcast is for you. This podcast is all about educating and empowering home buyers, especially those of you that are either first-time home buyers or you are returning to the home buying market after many years away. This podcast is going to be your refresher course, or it's your, you know, first time hearing a lot of this stuff. And everything we say here at You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein is applicable across the United States. Sometimes things change as far as terms, but the general principles are still there. They still matter. And, you know, your real estate professional in your area that you're working with can kind of, you know, readjust what I'm saying for what's happening in your particular city. So, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. If you're out there shopping for an agent, you know, hopefully you're giving me a call, but if you're not in the Seattle area, feel free to shoot me an email at silas@silasgetsreal.com. I am networked with real estate professionals all over the United States, and I can probably find somebody that'll really work for you. There's a lot of people out there I love. But here we are. We're into the dirt here. Episode number 9, the appraisal. And of course, if you've been following along since episode number 1, this is sort of like sort of like my book, The Ultimate Home Buying Guide, where it breaks down the process of buying a home into these steps. But this is just the audio podcast version. We're moving on to other stuff after this. Yeah, we finally reached the appraisal part of it. So the title of this episode is What Is It and How Can It Help and Hurt Your Home Purchase? The appraisal. The appraisal is a third-party independent review of the price of the home, the one that's been agreed to in the contract. The bank that the buyer is using will send out an appraiser that they've ordered an appraisal for. They send it out a request, and then a third party that they're not associated with will send an appraiser out to take a look at that home, and they're going to compare it to other things around the neighborhood, you know, usually within a half mile, things that have sold in the last 6 months, and decide if it is worth the price that you are getting the loan for. Who pays for it? Buyers pay for it within the loan. So you don't have to bring up any money ahead of time. But if for some reason you decide not to buy the house, the bank very well could be charging you for that appraisal, which is it's a few hundred dollars. It's not an earth-shattering amount, but you do need to be aware. That is why the banks do not usually order the appraisal until after the inspection process, because if you back out after the inspection, there's no reason for it to be appraised. So they don't want that money out there already, and they don't want to have to charge you for something that you're not even going to need at that point. So they will order it as soon as the inspection matter is closed and they're sure you're going to buy the house. Now, it can still take a couple weeks until they come out. Over the last several years in the housing boom in Seattle, that was what was taking longer than anything, was just getting the appraisal out there, even waiving the inspection. People were barely getting the appraisal done right before closing. So things have settled out a lot now. So they are coming in kind of quick. It's one of those last hurdles, one of the last roadblocks before we know you're clear to buy this home. You know, so it's an exciting time, and a lot of can be a bit tense. So why does it matter? Basically, if you're buying a house for $400,000 and the appraiser says this is only worth $350,000, Well, the bank's not going to want to loan you the money because they can't get their money back. That's why it matters to them. So there's three basic possibilities, maybe four. I can say four. But there's really three possibilities that's going to come back. It's going to come back at value. It's going to come back over value, or it's going to come back under value. Now, it could come back at value with some work orders. In all of those situations, they can say, yeah, it's going to be worth that, but you're going to need to replace the steps in the front. And so you got to work that out with the seller, and then you have to send them pictures. What often happens is they'll come out to Holmes and say, yes, it's at value, but the water heater needs to be strapped. So there's a few legal things they're checking for, like the earthquake strap on a water heater. That's a common one that's missed. Smoke detectors in the house, that those got to be there installed. And so sometimes they'll say it's conditional appraisal value provided you put these protections in. A water heater doesn't really affect the value of the home necessarily, but it does, basically there's a couple safety things that they have to watch out for. They're ordered to by the bank because the bank doesn't want to pay for a potential disaster that's about to happen. And, inspectors, there's also things they're looking for, like the roof. They are not supposed to okay a home if they believe it has less than 5 years of life on the roof. Now, that doesn't mean they're wrong, or not wrong. Like they can look at it and go like, oh yeah, that roof looks fine. And then a year after you buy the house, it's the roof is leaking. There's things that they can't see. They're not necessarily climbing up there. Probably more often than not, they're not climbing up to look at the roof. They're just giving a bird's eye view of it, or not a bird's eye. They're looking at a ground eye view of it and saying, oh, that looks a little bad. Some roofs you can tell they are not good right now. I've gone through that recently with a client that we're like, well, that roof, we're not sure if that's going to get through. We're not sure if that's going to get through an appraiser, but turned out the appraiser didn't call it out at all. We already had the roof worked out with the seller anyway, but so that didn't really affect things. The appraiser is supposed to be this last sort of catch for anything that might be disastrous to the home value. So here's what happens. Generally, what if it comes in? If it comes in at value, so $400,000 home, they say, "Yep, it's worth $400,000." Then there's no problems. It just moves on. You're moving on to the clear to close part. Just waiting for that final approval from the loan officers. If it comes in over value, like they say, "Yeah, this is a great house. It's worth $410,000," then great. You've already probably got $10,000 in equity right to begin with in that house. And again, it moves on. There's nothing that can be done between you and the seller at that point. The seller doesn't necessarily even get to know the value that it came in at. That's up to you, the buyer, if you want them to know. It's never really a great idea to tell them. Doesn't really help anything. Usually at value, just let them know that it did. What if it comes in under value? So this is the big situation. This is what the biggest problem that might happen with the appraisal. What if it comes in? So you bid it, you put it in there for $400,000, and they only say it's worth $350,000. Now you have every right to walk away from the house at that point because they're not providing you a, you don't need that. You can just walk away unless they agree to lower it to $350,000. If they say, oh, that's fine, $350,000, we'll take that, then you kind of still have to buy the house and you'll just pay $350,000 for it. But oftentimes they're like, they don't want to lower it, right? And so that's where negotiations come in. That's where your real estate professional comes in to try to help you. And so that's when you sort of have to make some decisions. Let's say you're just barely getting into the home and you don't have, the ideal situation for the seller is, oh, well, it's not worth the $50,000, it's worth $50,000 less. Hey, how about you, buyer, pay $50,000 in cash extra, and then the bank doesn't care because you've taken care of it, the difference. And that's true. The bank will be fine with that. But what if you don't have the $50,000? You can't do that. So you could negotiate, an ideal negotiation is always everybody hurts a little, right? So you bring in $25,000 and the seller brings in $25,000. Now, I'm not saying that's what you should do, but that's just generally how a good meet in the middle negotiation would be. Now, let's say you don't have that extra money, or you only have some, you know, so negotiate. If you want to, do you want that house? Do you absolutely have to have that house? Then you might need to bring in some extra money and see what they can do. Or you got to talk down the buyer to whatever, or the seller to whatever it is that you can do. Now, they don't lower it. They won't lower it, and you can't make the difference. Then your agent's going to have to put in a paperwork saying that, well, it didn't, we couldn't negotiate. And it's not at value, so financing is failing on this house. And so you walk away, get your earnest money back. That's what happens. Now, when usually the house will come in under value in bidding wars. So like, well, that was happening a lot in Seattle over the last few years when we were having these escalations in bids that brought the house $100,000 over list price. And the list price was correct, you know, and so the people had to, you know, and, you know, here we have a lot of people with a lot of money, and some of them were able to say, I'll put down cash for this. I'll pay the $100,000 difference. And that's something you can do in a form, and you can even have a limit. Like, you can in your offer say, I want to buy this home, you know, but I'm putting it down for 10% down payment. But I'm willing to pay a $10,000 difference in the appraisal if necessary. So let's say a $400,000 house came in at $390,000 and you're willing to pay $10,000 to make it work at $400,000. Okay. I'm throwing a bunch of numbers out, and I don't want to confuse you, but I am. Or say it came in at $485,000, but you said $10,000. That means you'll put $10,000 in toward it, and they'll need to lower it $5,000 or something. I would never put an open-ended appraisal, which some people have done crazily. You know, you're gambling a lot. You're just gambling at this point. But I think there is a thing. Let's say you do have the money. Let's say you have an extra $100,000 around. Do you want to buy a house that will sort of be underwater when you buy it, or it just wasn't valued at what, you know, wasn't valued at that price? Now, you might, because you want to hold on to it until later down the road that it's going to be worth. You're anticipating that. You know, some people who bought early on in the rise, you know, they might have bought something that was undervalued, but 3-4 years later in this escalation of prices, you know, it was worth that amount of money and beyond. So it can be a thing. Or if you just really want that house, sometimes you really want that place, it doesn't really even matter if you can afford it. Doesn't matter how much someone else perceives the value, because for you, it's right across the street from the school you want to send your kids to, or it's right across the street from your work, and that's priceless to you, that time. You know, so it's not always economic decisions on why you're doing it. You know, I mean, that's really up to you. Certainly don't let an agent push you into buying a home just because, you know, because you wanted to buy it. You know, if it's not worth it to you, don't do it. But, you know, the same hand, just think about if the house is worth it to you, if you got that money. If you don't have the money, it's not even discussion. So they got to lower it, or you're not buying it. And incidentally, this is the entire situation on why someone cares on how much you're putting down for a down payment. If you're only putting 3% down as a down payment on a home, they're afraid that if an appraisal came in low, you don't have enough money to make the difference as if you would if you had 20% down. There's an assumption if you have 20% down, maybe you have a lot of money. Sometimes that's all the money somebody has, is that 20% down, so they can't. Or there are cases when appraisals are waived if you're putting 20% down. You know, some banks, is that a good thing? Who knows? That's not my opinion. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't state my opinion on that. But some banks will do that. So if you have, and I guess around Seattle, if you have $20,000 down on a $1 million home, you're probably doing all right. And maybe do have that extra money. But that's just why listing agents will tell their seller they should take the one with a higher down payment because they think you have more money, so you'll be able to negotiate. They'll be able to negotiate with you better. Okay. So, hey, so that's appraisals. That's the down and dirty of it. That's all you really need to know right now about them. It's also like times longer than I even thought it would be just talking about appraisals. This is ridiculous. But yeah, but if you reach the appraisal part in the house, congratulations. I mean, you are rounding third heading toward home in this home purchase. And, you know, the appraisers actually see the amount that the home is being purchased for. So as much as the third party independent, I'm just saying they got the info and they know what the bank's trying to hit. So they try to find a way. They try to find comparables that'll make it seem and make sense. You know, it's not a blind. Yeah. Yeah. If things were completely third party neutral, they would be blind and not know how much you were paying, and they would just decide how much this house is worth, you know? So, that is the show. That is the show for today. Appraisals, episode number 9. That's what it is, and that's how it can help and hurt your home purchase. Hey, thank you so much for listening. Again, if you are in the Seattle, Washington area and you are looking to buy or sell a home, go to SilasGetsReal.com and, send me a message from there. Or you can call me at 206-351-9230. Text or phone call, either one, I'll answer them. And you can, let me know what you're looking for. And, of course, if you are not in the Seattle area, please also message me and find out who in your area is a good agent. Because you need someone you can trust to buy a home. So, you know, I may know somebody. And if I don't know somebody, I'll give you a great resource on how to find a good agent. Okay? Again, thank you so much for listening. Go buy that home.